every night for 5 years. Ugh. Little Engine That Could, Good Night Moon, Cat in the Hat. I am sick of them.
Well, they're not for you. Right? What do you want to read the kids? Jackie Collins?
No, I was just thinking, you know, maybe I could do that. Maybe I could write a children's book.
Yeah?
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, it's great. Looking for something to do?
I have things to do.
Ow.
All right, so what do you think about this book idea?
Yeah. It's a great idea. If you need any help, you let me know.
Yes, that's just what I was thinking.
What?
You could help me. We could write it together.
Oh, wait a minute.
What? Come on, you just said if you need any help.
You didn't let me finish. By help, I meant that when you're done, I would read it and tell you it's very good.
Come on, I want to do this with you. Wouldn't this be so much fun to spend time together like this?
No. That writing is what I do for a living. I don't want to spend my free time writing.
But you love writing.
No. It's torture. It's excruciating.
Yeah, but look, I already have an idea. I just need you to help me flesh it out, you know? Because you are such a good writer, Ray. I respect your talent so much.
Don't even start with that unless you're willing to back it up with sex.
Don't talk about sex. We're here.
What? Deborah's thinking of writing a book.
A sex book?
No. A children's book. I was just thinking of trying it.
Oh, I have a wonderful story for you, Deborah. When Robert was 10, he was in Little League. And before one of his games, I asked him if he had to go to the bathroom. And he said no. So it's his turn with the bat. And sure enough, he wets his pants.
Oh, isn't that charming?
Hey. Is this about me?
Your mother was just telling the story about how you wet your pants at home plate.
Ma!
It's for Deborah's children's book.
It's gonna be in a book?
No. Please, I don't think I'm
going to
use the story.
That's my story. You can't use it. I have the rights to that story.
I'm not using the story.
Why not? It's an important story. It has a moral about how kids shouldn't tease other kids and how you should listen to your mother and not hold it.
I tell you what, whatever you do, I'll do the pictures for it.
Pictures?
I've dabbled in the visual arts. I've painted some bullfighters. Some nudes.
You painted naked ladies off a deck of dirty cards.
I had to. After Robert was born, you stopped posing for me.
Frank!
What?
Okay, I have to gouge out my eyes.
You can't gouge out your mind's eye.
Do you want me to bring over my portfolio?
No,
I'm going to be concentrating on the story.
Hey, you know, Deborah, I got a great story for you. It's about a tall crime fighter.
Does he live with his parents?
Could.
No. I have another story for you, dear.
Please.
Oh, no, we're on a long car ride, and before we leave, I warn Robin.
Ma!
Hey, Mom, Dad, everybody. She's already got somebody who's going to help her. Me.
Really?
Yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. Okay, so thanks anyway. Thank you.
Listen, Raymond, if you're going to use a baseball story, at least put in that I was the one who scored the winning run.
Nobody wanted to tag you.
Ray, I'm so excited. Come on, hurry up. We got to fire up the computer.
Yeah, don't hurt yourself.
Okay.
You're in my chair.
Oh, sorry. Here, sit. And here. Okay. This is so great, honey. All right. What are you doing?
Getting ready. I play a little Galactic Defender first.
What about the story?
In a minute. You just gotta save the planet Krimulak.
Are you almost ready? Because I have all these ideas.
One second. Gotcha, you ugly green bastard.
Okay. Good. Now,
okay.
Here's my idea. I was
Hold
thinking...
Hold it. Hold it.
What is that?
I like to squeeze this 12 times.
Why?
Gotta respect the process. Gets the juices going.
Okay, you got enough juice there?
Yeah.
Okay. So, here's what I was thinking. Do you remember that time when Allie wanted to run away from home? And we let her pack her suitcase with all her toys and her clothes.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Then she started talking about each thing and where she got
yes.
it, who gave it to
yes.
her.
Yes, and by the time she was done packing, she'd forgotten that she wanted to run away from home.
Right, right, because of all the good memories in this stuff.
Yeah,
I like that idea,
you
I really do.
Good.
That's good.
Where are you going?
Bathroom.
No, we just got started.
I know, but when a good idea hits, I have to go to the bathroom.
Oh, no, come on. Okay, come on. We're on a roll here. Don't break the momentum, please.
All right. You know, it's not good to hold it.
Yeah. Okay. So, I was thinking, we make the main character a bunny. This little...
Bunny?
Why, what's wrong with a bunny?
Hasn't the bunny thing been done, really?
What did you have in mind?
Nothing.
No, go ahead. Tell me, if you got something better, I want to know.
Okay. How about a dinosaur?
Ooh, dinosaur?
What?
I don't know, I just think that's a little trendy.
Well, bunny's hack.
Hack? You calling me a hack?
I'm not calling you a hack. Your bunny's a hack.
No. The bunny is classic, right? It's the dinosaur that has been done to death.
Look, it doesn't have to be the dinosaur.
Okay.
I just hate the bunny.
Look, well, you got nothing, sweetie, so it's gonna be a bunny, okay?
Well, take my name off it.
Oh, we haven't even started yet. We spent the whole time going through your satanic rituals.
Hey, that's how I work.
Oh, well, let me know when you're goofing off, okay?
Well, my goofing off supports this household.
Oh, and what I do doesn't support the household.
I'm just saying I get paid for what I do.
And I'm just dead weight?
No, but you asked me to help, and this is how I help.
Oh, well, you know what, Ray? I don't want your help.
Good. Good, good, good. Because I didn't want to help in the first place.
Oh, okay, good. So everybody's happy.
Good! Hi.
Hi.
Sorry I'm late.
Yeah.
Oh, you're working on your thing?
Yes.
I was wondering, are we still fighting?
What? No.
Good. I almost bought flowers. Your day.
I can't do this. It was such a stupid idea, me trying to write a book.
Look, it just takes time, that's all. Come on. Look, there must be something good in here.
No, there's not one word. Oh, I hate this freaking bunny.
Come on, you don't hate the bunny.
Oh.
The bunny's good.
Hate him, Ray. Hate him. I would want to run away, too, if I was stuck in a piece of crap like that. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you do it. Every day, writing... Tell.
Well... Yeah. Try not to bring it home. Guess you've gotten a little peek there. I mean, it's not all hanging out at the games with the guys and the hot dogs and the make-your-own sundaes.
Well, I suck. Good night.
You know, it's not easy for anybody. Come on. I mean, in the beginning, I remember when I was just a beat writer covering the local high school games. I was obviously pretty talented, but I was just a diamond in the rough, really. We'll pick up on this tomorrow, all right? Remind me where I was.
So late. I looked at the clock. It was 4:30.
Ta-da!
What's this? Oh my gosh, this is the story. You did the whole thing.
You know, I felt bad because you got stuck, so I rearranged a couple things. I ironed out some of the rough spots. That's all. Look, I went with the bunny. You were right. The bunny's good. The bunny's classic. Kids love the bunny.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome. All right. I'm going to grab some sleep. Enjoy.
Winky. Oh, he named the bunny Winky.
Hey. Guess who I talked to today? Jerry Ashley.
Who's that?
That's my publisher friend. He's going to look at the book tomorrow.
Oh, honey, it's not quite done yet.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I finished it.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, your version had some good stuff in it, but it wasn't quite there yet, you know?
You're rewriting me?
No. No. It was just minor, you know? Minor tweaks.
You made it rhyme.
Yeah. Kids love rhymes, and it came really easy to me.
The bunny hopped here, the bunny hopped there. The bunny hopped hop to the top of the square.
What?
Isn't that a little cutesy?
Cutesy? You're the one that named your bunny Winky.
Hey, I didn't even want the bunny. I went with the bunny for you. Okay, and as long as I'm stuck with a bunny, Winky's a perfect name for a bunny.
It's not better than Clive.
Clive? Clive? What are you, from Piccadilly? Oh, hello, I'm Clive. I'm happy to be alive.
First of all, that is the worst British accent I have ever heard, all right? Second of all, stay away from my story.
I saved your story. You had nothing. I made it into something.
Who asked you?
You did.
No, I asked you to do it with me, not for you to do it.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm not doing. I'm not showing Clive to Jerry Ashley.
Okay, fine. Just forget about your big shot publisher friend. Let's ask Allie which one she likes better.
Fine. Wake her up.
No, I'm not going to wake her up. We'll read it to her over the next couple of days. I'll read her Clive, and you can read her Winky.
Yeah, good. You're on. Huh? You man enough?
Yes, I'm man enough.
Good, because Clive's going down. And Winky was glad to be home, even though she had never really left the end. So how do you like that story?
It was good.
Yeah? So between that story and the one that Mommy read you last night, which one did you like better?
Better?
Yeah, between Clive and Winky.
Winky.
Oh, yeah? Why?
Winky was funny.
How about that? And you like Winky the best? I love you! And you like the name Winky, right?
Yes.
Hey.
Oh, you done already?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, is there a decision?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well?
She picked yours.
Really?
Yeah. Clive, all the way.
No kidding.
Yep.
She liked mine better.
Yep.
Why are you lying to me?
What?
You're lying to me.
You got that from Yup?
No, I listened outside of Allie's door.
Why would you do that?
Because I knew you would lie to me.
Oh, yeah, I lied, but the nice way.
I don't need you to protect my feelings, Ray. Don't you think I can handle it that I write a children's story and my own daughter doesn't even like it?
No, of course you can.
Yeah. First you win, then you rob me of the opportunity to lose with dignity.
I think you lost that when you listened to the door.
Fine, Ray, fine. You know, I try to do something to make me feel better about myself, and I end up making you feel better about yourself.
Thank you. Look, come on, you should feel better about yourself. You came up with the whole idea for the story. I found a way to make it work, that's all.
Yeah, great. So I'm just the idea person. You're the guy that can make it all happen.
Sometimes I'm just the idea person, right? Like with raising the kids. I think they should eat. You know how to feed them. I think they shouldn't be naked. You know what to do there, too. Right? If it was up to me, they'd be eating cereal every day and wearing the boxes.
So great. I'm a good mother. I knew that. I wanted to do something else.
You did. You wanted to write a children's book, and you wrote one.
Yeah, the loser one.
No, there's no losing. There wouldn't be this stupid competition if you hadn't asked me for help. You know what ruined it for you? Me.
That's true.
Yeah. You could have done this on your own. And I think I remember asking you not to include me 5 days ago. Remember? When you didn't hate me?
Yeah, that's true, too. So I guess if I want to get something accomplished, I should just stay away from you.
There you go.
Yeah. Because, like, what was I thinking asking you to help me?
That's exactly, yeah, right.
Yeah, because I do like my story better.
You should. It's good.
Yeah, but who cares what you think? And Allie probably only liked your story better because it's the last one that she heard.
I don't know about that.
Come on. I mean, you were really selling your version. You were, like, making all the goofy faces, weren't you?
Well, you were outside the door.
Yeah. And were you hopping like a bunny, too?
It served the story.
Yeah.
Winky doesn't hop like a drunk. Hello, Clive. Ice cream.
No, that's not an accent, Ray. That's a speech impediment.
Hey, Raymond, thought I'd better warn you. Dad's on his way over with his favorite portrait.
Oh, no.
Mom? Hey, everybody. So you don't think your old man's a painter, huh?
No.
The greatest bullfighter of all time, El Cordobés. I found him on the back of a king of spades.
That's really good, Frank.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah. And here's one of your mother.
Next week, Jason Lee Live, Tim Curry, and a man who can talk to the deceased, James Von Prague, plus all your news, weather, and traffic next week on the KTLA Morning News.